Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I am your host, Lisa Sims, and good Monday morning to you. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you are looking forward to this week. I know I am, and I am also looking forward to today's show. It is a topic that needs to be talked about, particularly for entrepreneurs and small business owners, and the particular topic is stress. And if anybody knows stress, it's entrepreneurs and small business owners. And so I want to ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, if someone asked you, how stressed are you, what would you say? Well, if someone asked me, I'd probably say I'm probably at an 8. I have a high stress level. So I know your level might not be an 8. You may be in the middle and you may be lower. And if you're lower, hey, praise God for that. But today's show is 5 ways reducing stress can save your small business money. And I don't want us to think that stress is a bad thing. Now, some amount of stress in our lives is good. It's when that stress gets to those levels where it's just constant and it doesn't let up. That's when stress can be harmful. And so we also, since the title of the show is Stretching the Dollar, I want us to look at how reducing our stress can actually help us to save some money so that we can start putting some things and processes in place to help us reduce our stress. And it's easy to get stressed. I'm not talking about those occasional times where you have something planned and it doesn't go according to plan, or you plan something and then Murphy's Law comes into play. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. I'm talking about those just constant stressful things that just don't seem to let up. And so those are kind of the things we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking about how we can reduce those and how that's actually going to help us to save money in our business. And before I jump into that, I want to point out my blue. I am wearing blue this month for April, because April is Autism Awareness Month, and I do have a older son that has autism, so I'm showing my support. And also, it's not just about the month of April. I live autism 365 days a year, so we just want to raise awareness about autism and help people who may not understand it and be able to relate to those in the autism community. All right. With that said, let's go ahead and jump into our topic, which is 5 ways reducing stress can save your small business money. And the first way that you can reduce your stress is meditation. Meditation is the art of focusing on your breathing and just relaxing your whole body as you are breathing. And I have started to do this, and believe you me, it works wonders. It is a good tool to have in your arsenal to be able to help you to reduce that stress and relieve that particular stress. So if you can incorporate some meditation into your day, it will definitely help you, because it will help you to not just feel like you're just one big ball of stress. And I feel like that just about every day. And so I don't want you to feel that way. So if you can practice some meditation, what that's going to do is it's really going to help you to be able to increase your productivity, because now you have been able to get centered And you can focus on those things that really help you to make money in your business. So that's kind of a two for one. If you practice meditation, it can help you with increased productivity and help you to be able to focus. And we all know when we get to those stressful levels, you feel that stress. For me, the stress builds up in my neck and my shoulders, and sometimes it gets so bad I can't turn to a certain direction, either my left or my right. And I know that at that point, I really just need to just kind of unwind and kind of meditate and kind of relax to get those muscles going. So if you reduce your stress and you incorporate some meditation, you can actually increase your productivity, which can save you some money and make you money in the process. And that's what we want. As entrepreneurs, we have so much stuff coming at us because most of the time, if you don't have the resources at the moment to be able to hire someone or outsource some things, every particular job title rests with you. You do multiple things, you wear multiple hats, and that can be stressful. And so you really need to be able to increase your productivity. And as you are able to hire some people and take some of those hats off, and let's not even talk about you got your life outside of your business that you have to deal with. So the more hats you can take off, the more you'll be able to gain some clarity and some productivity to save your business money. So that's one way that reducing stress can actually save your business money. A second way that reducing stress in your life can help save your business money is that you have fewer sick days. And as you know, being a small business owner, you really can't take any sick days because, hey, if you're not working and you hadn't put processes in place that's kind of got the business on autopilot, you really can't take any time off and you can't afford to be sick. And so reducing stress can help in this area because as you get stressed, and I'm speaking totally from experience, when you get stressed, your immune system becomes weakened. So any little thing that is in the air, say change in the weather or whatever it may be, it can jump on you. And next thing you know, you're sick. And so you're down and you're not as productive as you need to be. And so instead of making money, you're losing money. And so with that, we want to make sure that, hey, we got to get that stress level down so that we don't end up sick and with a weakened immune system that makes us susceptible to any type of illness that may be floating around in the air. And so being able to reduce stress helps us to be able to not have to take so many sick days. All right, we're moving right along to number three. Our third way of reducing stress, how it can save us money, is that we make better decisions. Now, I don't know about you. I'm just going to talk about me because I can. But if you are stressed, and when you are stressed, it seems like sometimes you just don't make the best decisions because you're not thinking with clarity. You are pumped with adrenaline and you got all this other stuff just kind of going. And so you can't think clearly. So you end up sometimes making bad decisions that you probably shouldn't make. And so we don't want to do that because that can be costly. Very costly for a small business owner. So we want to gain some clarity and we want to be able to make those good business decisions without being stressed out. The stress is a killer, literally and figuratively. It can kill you. And so we got to get this thing under control. And also, it affects every part of our body, including our mind. Which, by the way, we need to be able to make these good business decisions. So we got to reduce that stress so that we can make the best decisions possible. And so we don't have any regrets later. And so that stress has to be reduced. And whatever way you decide to do it, and it can be simple. I have started listening to motivational messages, and I listen to relaxing music, whatever it takes. And sometimes I just go for a little walk. All of these things are ways to help us reduce the stress and clear our mind. And so, with that, you can whatever works for you. There's no one size fits all. You know you, and you know what helps to relax you. And it might be exercising, whatever it is, find it, do it often so that you can be able to reduce that stress and everything. As I stated earlier, it's that constant stress that we are under that is the killer and can be a killer. And we don't want to experience any heart attacks or strokes or any of that type of thing because of the constant stress. And, unfortunately, taking on the role of an entrepreneur, that just adds extra stress, particularly if it is your main bread and butter. Now, if it's a side hustle, yes, it's stressful, but it's not as stressful as if it was your main source of income. And some people are working side hustles to turn those into main sources of income. But in any case, being an entrepreneur is stressful, and there's not a whole lot that we can do about it. But we can manage our stress instead of being managed by the stress. And so I hope that really helps us to really think about it. And also, another way that reducing stress can save your small business money is that you don't have to go to the doctor as often. That reduces your health care costs. As we know, being a small business owner, number one, getting a self-employed health care plan is expensive all in itself. And then also, to add on top of that, going to the doctor can be expensive as well, particularly if you have to get labs and any other thing added on to it. So that's cost and cost and cost. And so you don't want to have to go to the doctor, have additional costs added on to the premium that you already pay monthly. And then also, just for someone to tell you, hey, you need to reduce your stress. Like you didn't know that before you got there. You know that. So you want to reduce, you want to get it under control so that you don't have to incur additional health care costs. Keep those down. And one of the things that I do to help with that as well is I look into supplements. One of the supplements that I take every day to help with my stress is I take B complex. It has all the B vitamins in there that can help with energy as well as your mood and helps with stress. So if you are not taking a B complex, whether it's in liquid or capsule or tablet form, I don't really care. It's just as long as you take it. Invest in a good B complex supplement. Check with your doctor. I'm not a doctor. This is just, I'm telling you what I do. This is my advice. And so it helps me to be able to withstand the stresses of the day because I have a lot of things coming at me in a day's time, from kids to work to side hustle to you know, dealing with insurance companies, you name it, I got it. And so it just comes constantly. It's just, it doesn't seem to let up sometimes. And so you don't want to have to incur health costs, healthcare costs for being stressed, because sometimes it can lead to bigger things. Excuse me. And my stomach is growling. I haven't had breakfast yet, so excuse me. But anyway, it can lead to bigger things, and it can lead to bigger illnesses. And we don't want bigger illnesses, because bigger illnesses have bigger bills associated with them. And so get your stress under control, because it's costly. It's costly to be sick in America. Even with insurance, you can't even get sick. So you want to be able to get this under control. All right. So I think that was that four? I don't lost count now. All right. I have lost count. So I'm just going to go ahead. I think that was three or four. Anyway. All right. Another way for you to be able to reduce stress, so that you can save your business money, is that basically it helps. If you reduce your stress, you can be more innovative. And you may be saying, why do I want to be innovative? Because you want to be able to think outside of the box. Like this morning, I'm struggling a little bit because I could not go to sleep for some reason. And so by the time I went to sleep, my alarm was going off to wake up. And I'm stressed now talking about stress because I couldn't go to sleep last night. How ironic is this? But being able to be innovative is one of the traits of being an entrepreneur in a small business. So you got to be innovative. You got to be able to think outside the box and come up with these things that just really can help you stand out in an already crowded marketplace. And being stressed, you won't be able to do it. I'm trying to tell you, because just right now I'm trying to focus and do the show with the limited amount of sleep that I have. I'm sitting up here stressed, talking about stress and trying to be innovative at the same time. But it can help you if you reduce your stress. It can help you to be innovative and come up with things that can help you to actually make money as well as save money. You might see a process within your business that you could be able to streamline. And being stressed, sometimes we kind of miss out on those things. We're like, oh man, you know, things just kind of keep going and they keep going. But when you have that true clarity, when you can be able to see and you don't feel like you got a weight on your shoulders, you can really make some innovative choices and you can really save yourself some money. And so I want you to, this is real talk, y'all, real talk about stress for somebody that deals with stress on a daily basis. So please take note and listen to it as well and apply what you are hearing. And you may be saying, well, I'm not stressed. Well, thank God if you're not, but everybody is dealing with something in their lives these days. You can just turn on the news or look on social media. It's always something. It's inflation, and then you name it, from inflation to schools to crime to whatever. It's something to make you stressed. And also in that regard, sometimes you just gotta reduce what you are taking in on a daily basis. And so my 10-year-old likes to watch the news for whatever reason, I don't know. And I just have to turn it off because I don't want to hear that all day. Because it's like it's the same thing, just a different day. So I'm like, you know, control what you allow into your space, because this helps to protect your mental health as well. And you definitely want to protect that, because, you know, once your mind is gone, it takes a whole lot to get it back. So you want to protect that at all costs. And so the last thing that I'm going to leave you with is that reducing your stress can also help prevent accidents. And you made me saying, what? Yes, 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 yes. When you are stressed, you're not focused, and an accident can easily happen. It's just like not getting enough sleep can cause you to have some kind of accident, whether it's you accidentally slip and fall, or you accidentally, heaven forbid, get behind the wheel of a car and things of that nature. So stress can increase accidents. So if you reduce that stress, your likelihood of having some kind of accident, whether it's at your place of business or at your home, can be reduced. And that saves you money, because number one, you don't have to go to the doctor, and you don't have to use up that premium on the already expensive health care that you are paying for. That once you go to the doctor, then you get additional bills. So you see how this little snowball just keeps happening because of this stress. So you want to be mindful of that, because, you know, accidents can happen because we're not clear, we're not focused, we just don't have it. So we want to make sure that we have it reduced. And so I hope today's show has really kind of shed a light on a topic that we hear a lot about, but we really don't talk about it as much as we should, and particularly from the entrepreneur standpoint, because it's rough being an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, but everybody doesn't want to do what it takes to be that entrepreneur and deal with what we have to deal with on a daily basis, because we want to be successful and we want to be able to have that freedom that we can do what we want, when we want, and where we want, but that comes at a cost. And so reduce your stress. Do whatever you have to do it. It will save your business money, and it'll also help you to save your own life. So this is my little PSA for today. I'm talking to you, preaching to myself. And I just want us to realize that we really need to get a handle on this stress, because you only get one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Once it's gone, it's gone. So let's make the best of it and stop stressing about stuff that we don't need to stress about, and just do what you need to do with it. If you can't control it, then you shouldn't be worrying about it. And so that's kind of my little spiel for today. And I'm taking all of this in, because as I said, I'm telling you and preaching to myself. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show on 5 ways reducing stress can save your small business money. And we're going to do it all again on next Monday, where we're going to be discussing 5 ways to protect your small business intellectual property. And you definitely don't want to miss that particular show. And so don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. We stream live on YouTube and Facebook every Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern time, so you don't want to miss that. And then also you can listen on any podcast directory as well. And then you can also follow us on Instagram. We're the Stretching a Dollar Show. And if you would like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, head on over to stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. The only requirement that I have is that your topic needs to pertain to the theme of this show, which is stretching a dollar for entrepreneurs, and be able to talk about it for 20 to 30 minutes. If you can do that, then, hey, go ahead and fill out that form. I will review it and be in contact if you are a good fit. And so with that said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to all our listeners all over the world. Shout out to our listeners in Germany. We've got people all over the world. I was just pleasantly surprised when I looked at the stats and see where people are actually tuning in from. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a good week, remainder of the week. And I am just looking forward to a great week. Friday is Good Friday, and I'm actually taking that day off to spend with my family. And then Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter. So I hope you enjoy the festivities that are whatever your religious beliefs may be. I am going to celebrate the resurrection. And so with that said, I am going to get out of here and see you on the following Monday. And don't forget to start reducing your stress. Take care.